When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There are two things that are absolutely true. Grandma loves you, and she would never say no to McDonald's. So treat yourself to a Grandma McFlurry with your order today. It's what Grandma would want. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Hello, I am here with Lina Sulga. She is a beautiful feminine artist. I'm so excited to have her here with us. She's going to share a little bit more about feminine energy and creativity and just so many wonderful things. So welcome, Lina.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to hear more about your beautiful art and just everything that you have to share with us today. So, but before we get into that, just could you tell us a little bit about yourself and just how you got to where you are today?
Yeah, sure. Like, this is so interesting how you reconnect with yourself, because I always loved art since I was very, very young. I think I was like maybe 7 or 8 when people asked me, who do you want to become? And I said, artist. But I was so scared of pursuing my dream. And that is also what is connected to that feminine expression, that creativity, is because we don't celebrate it as a society. It's like, are you sure you want to be an artist? That is not celebrated. That is hard to make money from. That is hard to make a living. So when you grew up, and the older I got, the more scared I got that, oh my God, maybe this is very, I'm passionate about it, but I forgot myself when I was growing up. So as a teenager, I went in art major in high school, and I was enjoying all kind of artistic expressions, but I really loved painting and holding the brush. I'm so inspired by colors. I'm obsessed by colors. I can just like stare at the color. I'm like, what kind of hue it is? And I get so emotional just looking at colors. But I was so scared of going into that route. So I became a makeup artist instead. So I have been working as a makeup artist for several years. And even though I'm very grateful for that journey, but I was working in retail industry and I had several burnouts. I understood that I still was in that hustle and grind culture. So for me, it took like, it was really a long way for me to find myself back home, because I had like burnout after burnout, career change after career change, until I found that breaking point when I was like, I feel so horrible that I can't do this anymore. Like, I have changed so many careers because I was thinking about the job was wrong. And when I started to find myself and be going back to myself and see other creative people living their dream and passion, I was so inspired. So I had the combination of that pain of I can't go back no more, because how many burnouts should I have? And seeing other people living their truth and their dreams. So in combination with that, I started to paint again, and I started to heal myself again. And then I started to see how that was connecting to femininity. Because when we speak about femininity, it is so easy to think about that it's about your appearance or it's about romantic relationships. But I'm more like of work structure and how we see the world. Because the reason why I was also feeling burnt out and exhausted, and when I start to talk with people, like, so many people resonate with what I'm saying, and that is that we don't have that creative expression, we don't have joy, and we are not tapped into our intuition. So for me, like, starting to paint again I really start to relearn and reshape myself and shedding all of those things that have been so in, like, learned and built in.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And I imagine there's so much healing through doing your art and creativity, right?
I really believe in balance. And for me, like, when I promote something, it doesn't mean that I'm against something else, which is so easy to think about. Like, oh, when I'm talking about femininity, I only speak about it because it's so undervalued. But the masculine is also so important. So I'm not saying, I'm not rejecting it, but I just want to lift that feminine part of us. And for me, it's the same thing. Like, when I'm going through my own healing journey, and when I speak and I try to build my own community, I really want to talk about the parts that also are less desirable. And I want to bring up, like, for example, when I came across your podcast, I was going through shame, and I was going mm-hmm. through sexual shame. And when I started to find different kind of content creators about femininity, I was feeling that shame that, oh, I haven't learned that yet. I wasn't like mm-hmm. that yet. And I realized we can't live like this. We need to have that compassion and allow ourselves to be just as we are. And this is how I want to, this is how I think about myself, and this is how I want to speak to people, because it is a mm-hmm. healing process to feel that we are accepted and we're seen in our pain. So when I'm creating my paintings, I really try to integrate shadow aspects as well and pain parts as well. So I have one painting when there's it is like a woman that is emerging from a cocoon, and she has butterfly wings. And I just talked about it because, like, the background is so much splash of color. And during that time, I was feeling so much negative emotions, and I was so frustrated because I come from a background of people pleasing and the lack of setting boundaries and having those turmoil feelings inside to be like, okay, it is hard for me to express myself and put boundaries in the time when I'm not lashing out, and when I just, like, have it and it's like I lash out and, like, I really don't want to be that. So for me, that was the process. I was like, okay, I have a blank canvas, and I just took all the colors and I just started to put them out. And that was, like, all the frustration. And then when I was, like, sitting in myself, I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to be that person anymore. Like, how can I take those parts and integrate them? How can I learn from this? How can I grow from this? And in my mind's eye, I saw that woman emerge from that pain, from that struggle. It's like, so the painting's name is Liberation, because she's, like, bursting through with that newfound knowledge and newfound, like, peace within her, and she have, like, yeah, butterflies. So it's really that transformation. This is why I really also trying to talk about that there's nothing wrong with negative emotions, because they're there to teach us and to guide us on our journey. So what are they telling you? So when I saw that vision, it was like a transformation into something truly beautiful.
Oh my goodness, I love that. It's just like, to take everything that you're feeling and then bring it out to something that you can see and that you can touch, you can connect to it, and, like, it kind of reconnects back to yourself, you know. And for me, I know I'm very similar. I would use, like, creativity to kind of get through challenging times. I've kind of changed a little bit, but it just you sharing that kind of brings me back to, like, you know, you have to get that out. You have to get whatever you have in you out, because it's going to just take over, and it's not good when it takes over, especially your body and our health and depression and all of this. So the fact that you, you know, took that courage and that journey to even look at it. So many of us run away and we keep suppressing and keep hiding, and to be able to step in and say, you know, I don't know what to do with this right now, but I'm just going to release, I'm going to let it go and make something beautiful out of it. That's true art and creativity. I just love that you've done that. I want to see this painting. Do you have it?
Yes. I'm going to go grab it. Just give me
okay. One. Okay. Okay, yeah.
So here it is.
Wow. That is gorgeous.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Wow. That is beautiful. Are there like little gold accents in there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, I like to also have gold beads that I like to have a little bit of collage feel to them. And also the reason like I didn't make any face is because I want her to represent anyone. I don't want it to be like, oh, it's that person outside. It's be like, okay, she's me. She could be me because like there is a form, but still that mysticism and symbolical meaning to be like, to connect back to the viewer that she can be anyone. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Oh, I love that. That is gorgeous.
Thank you.
It's so much beauty and transformation.
Thank you. I'm so happy to hear. Yeah, like, as I said, like, I really try to transform those negative emotions. I don't even think that they're negative. They're maybe like, because I heard you before that she was speaking about like energy and frequency. And this is how I'm trying to think as well, that emotions, they're just on different kind of frequency. So the negative emotions, they're just like in low vibration, low frequency that maybe it doesn't make us feel good. But they're also there for a reason. So I really like, let's work with everything. So I'm in a really like holistic point of approach, and to see that there's nothing we need to shame. There's nothing that is bad. We need to have all of them, because also like this is so, it sounds like so cliche, but without rain, there is no rainbow, you know, like it is. And I feel also that we live in contrast and we live in duality. So when we don't have darkness, we can appreciate light, and we don't have light, we can appreciate darkness, and we enjoy both of them. So for me, like also like when I'm working and I'm having those paintings, I really have to have the holistic point of approach, and I want to connect with the viewer and my messaging to have them as a reminder to, when they look at the painting, they remember the message. So it gives them that peace and tranquility.
Oh, well, I felt that just looking at it. I was like, oh, it's so beautiful. You just made this transitions look beautiful. I think that's the beauty of butterflies.
Thank you so much. I'm making this one as well. I don't know if you, it's not finished yet. So this one is a shaman.
Oh,
and
wow.
This is also like connecting back to your roots. So this one will be really representing of the connection with ourselves, that like sacred feminine energy that we have forgotten, that go within yourself. What do you feel like? How do you think? And so, and here is one rose, and I want to make rose here. And here as well. And you know, like there is a trinity in spirituality, like the mind, body, and spirit. Mm-hmm. So the three will be representing like the mind as the masculine, and the body, the spirit is the feminine internal, and the body is the vessel that holds them together. So it's also like a very spiritual messaging.
Yes. Oh, I love that. And it feels very ancestral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to listen to that kind of music when I'm creating and I have my incense. So it's like it is a process.
Yes. Oh, tell us more about that, because I think sometimes like when you're a really creative woman, sometimes that's like your go-to, like just express it and get it out. But there's so many women that even suppress their own creativity, and they're like, oh, I can't create. I can't. I'm not creative. I'm not artistic. But to be human is to be creative. We create without even thinking, right? We just do it effortlessly. So we're all creators. But what gets you into that creative mood even when you feel kind of blocked?
Dancing is such a healing practice, to just move your body. Because when I start to think about, okay, what is feminine and what is masculine? Feminine is about being in the body. So if you just connect to the body, to your present moment, and I really like also like having the incense, is just to, I feel so grounded to activate all my five senses. I have like music, and I like to move the body, and I have that smell from the incense. It really makes me ground myself and be in the present moment, and I just allow things to unfold and be, because that is part of the feminine, is that mystical, unknowing, allowing things to be. And also creative process is just, because I see myself as a vessel that allow ideas to come through me, because so many people feel like, there has been like this before, like when you have an idea and you don't express that idea, then you're like, somebody else did your idea, and you're like, oh my God, did somebody steal my idea? But I just believe that we are connected to ether, and I see us as just being like, maybe like having a radio signal. So if the idea wants to come through and you get the idea and you don't act on it, then it will come through to somebody else, because it's that time for idea to be out in the world. So I see myself just to be open to receive. That is the being in the feminine, to just allow myself to receive. And I can only receive in stillness. I can only receive in when I'm calm and grounded and connected. Then I can allow to the information come through me, and then I just create. So that's creativity for me.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're gonna love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
There are two things that are absolutely true. Grandma loves you, and she would never say no to McDonald's. So treat yourself to a Grandma McFlurry with your order today. It's what Grandma would want. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
I love that. I'm kind of similar. I have to be in a relaxed state. And so I kind of, my creativity shifted over to podcasting, and I kind of just, I just put myself in just a relaxed state, and maybe I could light some candles or whatever, and just let it all come through, whatever's up there just comes through here. So, but I love that perspective that you shared, because I've never thought of it that way, where it's like, you know, you receive something and you're like, you're scared to do it, or you don't feel ready, or whatever it is. And then you see someone else do it, and I was like, okay, I don't know. This is so weird. But that's so beautiful. And I'm noticing now, like, the world almost feels like it's getting smaller, and we're becoming more in sync. And with that, yeah, there's some chaos, and there's some things that are breaking down. And there's a lot of feelings of being uncomfortable, because we're kind of melding together. But that's so beautiful that you've shared that. Like, I'm going to remember that now every time I'm like, who thought of that first? Well, that's true. We're all vessels. So it's, I guess we're really downloading those thoughts, you know?
Yeah. And that's also like, when you're thinking about it, like the receiving is to be in touch with the feminine, but that acting on it is in touch of the masculine. So that's why, like, we can't be, even though I'm promoting femininity, but the one can't be without the other. That's why I think it's so important. So like when I'm in that receiving mode, I can't just be like not doing anything. And somebody, as you said, like somebody else is going to just act on that idea because they actually finished it. They went through mm-hmm. with it. And I was just like sitting on the couch. So like it is, it is that balance to having that space and peace and tranquility, but then you actually have to follow through it.
Yes, absolutely. That's how I perceive the feminine and masculine as well. I know there's, you know, a lot of people commercialize it and make it about men versus women or any whatever, but the feminine energy itself is really that spiritual world, the inner world, you know, what you can't see. It's everything you can't see, but you can feel it, you know, our emotions, all of those things. And the masculine world is, it's the physical, right? It's tangible, but in the physical world, it's also very illusion based because it's the mind. So it's like, if you don't act, if you, you know, you receive the thought, you know, so it's like you have to, and it's work to get balance sometimes, particularly mm-hmm. when we're in this world and we deal with things that feel scary or stressful, you're going to get thrown off so easily. And it takes more strength to go in the feminine because it's like, that means I feel like I have to trust something that's not there.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And we're so much tapped into fear. And when you are in the fear, you're in the doing. You're so much in the controlling. But every time you try to control, you will always get like slap in your face. I've got many times. I'm like, okay, I can't control this. I need to set back. But that fear of just like, I need to have it my way. And so many times when just things didn't go as you planned, that was even better for you. But this is something you always like need to remind yourself. It's don't rush things. Don't control things. Trust in the process. Because I think you need to do, but then release the outcome. But that is so hard because we are so conditioned into that doing. Like, look at the corporate world, look at our the whole system and the structure of how we operating is just work, 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 work. And that is what we value, and especially money and money mindset. And this now being an emerging and beginner artist and doing this full time, I'm like, I struggle with my femininity. I'm like, don't worry, it's gonna come. Relax yourself. And I'm like, so much into fear. I'm like, we will not tap into this. And always remind myself, like, hey, money is a support system. We have other support system. Don't value only that. There are other things that can come through and support you, but it is hard when you grow up in a certain way. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I think it's just hard for us, especially in societies where money, you know, is the operating system, because at that point it becomes our reality and we have to have it in order to sustain our lives and take care of our health, take, you know, have a home and everything. I hate that it's that way, but it's normal to feel afraid, you know, it's so normal. I mean, these things are real, but at the same time, we can't feed too much into the fear because then we'll crumble, right? So we have to have those moments to step back and say, okay, I surrender. Yep. I allow.
Yes. And yeah, like yeah. I started to change. I started to think of money as support system, because then you start to think like, what kind of others support do we have? Because if a friend or a family member comes like with food or buys you dinner, or because that is also support. And so like, yeah, we need to buy things, but we can also receive gifts in various forms, and that's also support. So really start to think like, okay, how am I supported to continue on my journey? I think that is really important. And when I start to have that mind shift, I start to see so many different kind of supports that I received that I didn't even saw before, I didn't even value before, because we're so in the money mindset, like that is the only thing.
Yes, absolutely. And it's definitely not everything. And I think for me, and I reflect, when I was more like in the feminine or balanced, it just seemed like life just flowed. Like I just felt good and, you know, more positive. And I noticed when I started getting more focused on like, I need to make more money, I need this, I need that, da, da, da. Oh my gosh, I just got tighter and tighter and tighter. And then you start getting bundled up in some of those negative emotions, like frustration and resentment, and you feel blocked. And that energy, it in itself feels masculine. It feels very like tight, you know? So the feminine's like that free, flowing, open expansion type of energy. So I'm like, okay, there's definitely a difference.
Yeah, that is so true, because it becomes needy. And when you like, I have to, it needs to be, it just like everything just falls apart until you come to that point. You're like, okay, this doesn't work. I need to surrender, because you're like, what should I do? Because when everything starts to crumble apart and you surrender, then you get into that flow again. But to surrender is incredibly scary. And as we are not taught about the feminine and the masculine, and the world is more tapped into the masculine. So talking about this is so scary. Like I try to be more tapped into the feminine, because I know how valuable and powerful that is. But this is something I struggle on a daily basis. At least I'm aware of it, and I'm always reminding myself, like, relax, receive. Don't be too much in the doing, but it is constant reminder, because it's scary. The feminine, like the unknown, is scary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It takes more strength to be in the feminine than the masculine, because you feel like you're almost going against the grain, like wherever you are. You're in Sweden, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So even there, it's like in so many places, the world just kind of feels like we're in this space of, it's like so masculine and, you know, focusing on the productivity and all that. And it's not a bad thing. It's just imbalanced.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all. It's just imbalanced. And I think if there was just more of the openness around it and just having that understanding, then I think things would just flow so much better, and people wouldn't feel like they would almost need to wear a badge of honor for burnout, right? Like some of us do that. Like, I worked really hard for this thing, or I almost died doing this, you know, like we carry this badge of honor by almost, you know, depleting ourselves. And that's not honorable. I mean, like in totality, I mean, I understand, you know, it feels good to work hard or to do those things. However, what does it mean at the end of the day? You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And because we attach value to our accomplishments and how much we do, so rest sees as being lazy. And it is so shamed. Like, I have struggled with this so hard, to be like, no, I'm good when I'm productive. And when I'm resting, I feel so guilty. So being again, like, I deserve rest. I'm worthy of rest. I can't be that powerhouse, because I have been there and I have been sick many times, because like I couldn't get out of bed because I was so overworked. So as you said, yeah, like not attaching our value to work. And yeah, and we don't value, that's the thing. Like I think the reason we don't value feminine qualities because we don't know about them, just because they're so intangible and they're so mystical, because the masculine qualities, you can measure them. There's numbers and there are logic, there are metrics. So you can measure, you can understand it, but we can't understand the mystical intuition and those qualities. So it's hard to measure them and understand them. So, and we don't talk about them because, and we don't see them. So of course we will be more tapped into the masculine. And I think it's so sad that we don't celebrate them within us because we all have them, but it's still like men are masculine and women are feminine. And when we tap into those different qualities, we get shamed as well. Like, oh, you're being such a masculine woman, why are you acting like a man? Or you're being such a feminine man, why are you acting like a woman? And it's so shamed and so frowned upon. But we all have those qualities that are very natural to us. So it feels like, why do we shame each other instead of we can just celebrate that those are different expressions and so powerful?
Yes. Oh my goodness. Everything you said just makes so much sense. And I think you made such a valid point where it's like, that's more than likely why masculine is more valued, not because it's better, but because you can see it and you can, yeah, like you said, you can measure it and you can, you know, put a star on it and say, yeah, I did this. Like, here's evidence, here's proof, which is all masculine, like the conscious mind, sorry. Even in the mind itself, there's feminine and masculine, like the subconscious is more the feminine and the conscious is the masculine, but they both have to work together for growth purposes, but the subconscious can be even more powerful than the conscious. The conscious is just a little bit compared to the whole mind, you know?
Yeah, and also when you talk about the mind, I'm thinking about the brain and the brain halves, the left brain and the right brain and the difference. So I don't understand why we still seem like one person as being this and the other. Is just like when we mix those together, it's like imagine to be tapped in both and understanding them and be like, okay, I need to be tapped into my masculine because I need to be doing. And then like, okay, I'm overworked. Now I need to take a step back. Imagine if every person was conscious about this, like what world it would be. And to have more balanced world, to have the respect for rest as well.
Yes, it took me so long to learn how to rest because I kept associating rest with just sleep. But it's not. It's not. That's just one part of like your body resting sometimes. But there's so many other ways that you rest, you know, resting your mind. So resting your mind can look like reading, or you're taking time away from thinking or processing so much, or like creativity, just like you're doing, painting or sculpting, whatever, or even if it's puzzles. Those are ways to rest your mind because you're not fixating on problems and you're not trying to solve things. You're just letting that part of your mind rest. You're giving that a moment to recharge and heal, and resting your emotions, you know. So I didn't know about, I like didn't understand that, and I had burned myself out and I went to acupuncture. That's when I started to learn more about the value of rest. And every time the doctor's like, well, you need to rest. And I'm like, I sleep all day. I think I'm rested. And I was like, no, like your mind is still working. You're still in a work mode, even when you think you're resting. So I think we definitely need more awareness on what rest really looks like.
Yeah, and something I start to enjoy more is being in my own energy. And that is a new territory, to just be like, I start, when I feel overwhelmed because it's so easy. Like, okay, I'm doing, and now social media. And it's like, let me just distract myself. And that is fake rest. You're not resting. You're just like, you're distracting yourself from yourself. So what I have started to do and I start to really enjoy is I just put on some music and I have my incense and I'm lying on the couch and I look outside the window and I'm just like in that space. And I'm like, wow, I enjoy my own energy. And this is also something that is very new because we're so used of distractions. Either we're working, either we have social media or we're talking to a friend. And for me in the beginning stages to be just alone with myself, I was so anxious and restless. And I just wanted to fiddle with things because I can be so much in my head and in the thinking that I'm not in the body, in the now. And also, so I have tried a couple of times to, have you tried to drink the ceremonial cacao?
No, I mean, I've had cacao, but I don't know if I've had that particular drink. No, I don't think so.
I have been on a like a spiritual fair and they were speaking because I had trouble to connect with femininity and with my body. And they started to talk about the health benefits of cacao and that it has a feminine energy expression that is very grounding. And I was like, okay, what is that? So I drink a cup and I was like feeling like buzz because I have drank chocolate before, you know, but that was like, but that was like pure 100% raw cacao. And I was like that my whole body was tingling and I was in such present moment and like all my like I could leave because during that time I was so much in my head and I was worrying and when I drank I was like and I was like in the body and I was like I feel in the present and I was like what is this magical drink? And then I was in another ceremony. I had like a womb healing and we have meditation and I'm drinking again. And it was so powerful. Like I had such good connection with the present moment, especially when you're too much in the head and it's hard to ground yourself. I feel strongly recommended. So I have bought a bag from the facilitator that holds. So it's like this ceremonial raw cacao that I boil some water and I just like take like a handful of cacao and I just whip it with the electrical thingy. And it's just like it's amazing. It's a great way to just relax and be present with yourself. I can very recommend for somebody who also have trouble to stop thinking because I am that person. So it really helps me to ground myself.
Oh, nice. Where did you find yours?
I have her Instagram. Her Instagram is Angelica Herrera.
Okay.
I just DM'd her because she said she put a story that she purchased the cacao and I just DM'd her.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds amazing. And it's so good for us, like with magnesium and just taking care of our bodies. It's really, really good for that.
Yeah. And also like that is from nature. I think nature is so healing. Once again, nature, feminine qualities.
Yes.
Earth. So just knowing your herbs. Oh, so powerful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. Very healing. Like there's a plant for everything, every ailment on this planet, whether we discovered it yet or not. I mean, we are in our home that it's always going to heal us.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. When did you start your feminine journey?
It was very recent. It was as I started to paint my paintings because I didn't understand that I was on my feminine journey because all I remember, I was just burnt out and I was so tired of the corporate world. I was like, okay, I love to paint. I want to do something that makes me feel happy. And I see that other people can do it, and so can I. And I started to paint. And in that, like when I was painting and building myself and my brand and my business, I also had healing. And I thought that, first of all, that I was just making art for peace, because that is something I needed. Like I needed peace and I needed rest. And I felt like that could reflect in my art. And during that time, I have actually another painting. I'm just going to go grab it away. So it is this one. I have painted just a couple of months ago. And this is when it started. This is an embodiment of the feminine energy. And this is the only one, the original, that I'm not selling, because it is so personal and deep and valuable to me. Because when at that time I was struggling with my own femininity, and I was listening to other content creators, and I had problems with tapping into that. And when I was journaling, I saw a vision of that self-nourishment. You need to feel yourself first, because I was so dependent on outside validation, outside relationships. I could just disappear myself in the other. That I'm just like, let me just give. And then I become resentful. Mm-hmm. I was starting to research about the different content of femininity. And I was just like, oh my God, I am too invested in everything else, but not in myself. And I saw that vision of a woman, and also like she is a cherry tree that is like symbolic of the feminine and the nature and the self-nourishment, that you're just like, you give yourself first and you connect it to ether, and it just like comes through and it self-nourishes you first. And then the light emanates out and you have the ability to give. But I'm always like, okay, how do I feel? Let me just check in with my energy. Do I have space? Do I have capacity? Because I feel like when I'm nice to myself, I'm nice to other people, but always need to check in with myself. So that is like the painting that really opened everything. And it was just because I started to be serious in September 2023. So I have painted her maybe in November or something like that. So it was like my journey of self-discovery. So that seeing that painting helps me to remind myself to be like, okay, check in with yourself first.
Wow, I love that. So this is kind of like a new for you, your journey.
My journey is very new, yes. I started my first painting. I started in November 2022, but I had a full-time job back then. So I quit a job and then I got another opportunity. So even though I started to paint, I couldn't fully commit until now this summer. So 2023 in September I started, and I was really committed. And yeah, because at that time I wasn't thinking that was about femininity. It was like in my process of painting and going through my own things, I discovered my feminine journey.
Wow, that's so beautiful.
Thank you.
So many women, there's so many of us that feel this exact same way, that it's like, it's hard to break. And you'll hear the advice like, oh, just relax, or don't do too much. It's like, it's ingrained in here, right? And sometimes it's not until, you know, your health changes or you go through something that you're like, wow, I really have put too much on myself.
Yes.
And yeah, I think I also had to learn how valuable you are without you having to do anything extra. Like sometimes we feel like we have to prove ourselves or we have to show evidence that we're worthy or we're good enough, but you just be amazed. Like you are an entire experience, your voice, your touch, your energy, just you being here and expressing yourself does so much healing for so many others. And that has a rippling effect. So sometimes we overwhelm ourselves feeling like, I have to do this or people won't do it. I have to do this, I have to do that. And usually we receive less when we do that because we're how I've learned it, and it's kind of tricky, but if you can kind of wrap your mind around it, everything's kind of reversed. So if you're giving so much of yourself, if you're depleting yourself, you're actually going to see a reflection of you being depleted, not receiving more. Even though logically it makes sense. If I put more out, I should receive back.
Mm.
It doesn't work like that. and that's something I've had to learn. And I still have to remind myself that, like, wait, if I'm depleted, if I'm, you know, low in my energy, or if I'm feeling empty, I'm not going to, there's nothing going to feed me because I'm not feeding myself. So I have to create the energy towards me first.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, yeah. But also we are not taught that. We are.
Nope.
Like we are taught that if you take care of yourself, you're selfish and you're a bad person, and nobody wants to be a bad person. So you're just like, no, I'm not a bad person. But the problem is, when you don't take care of yourself, you expect somebody else to take care of you. And when and then you put expectation on the other person. And when they don't meet you in the way you want, that becomes problems. But we haven't been taught how to take care of ourselves. So taking care of ourselves is not selfish. It's actually selfless. But
Yeah, absolutely. It's like if more people took better care of themselves, then everyone else wouldn't feel like they would have to take care of them. You know, and it's okay to care for others, you know, if they can't, or, you know, you run into those situations. But if you're able to, then, and you're the only one that's going to really know what you need. Like you're in your body, you feel your body, you're in your mind, you know, your emotions. No one else really knows that unless even you can express it, but they still don't feel it. So you are the only one that can really give yourself what you need.
Yes. But also finding yourself, because I think like when you have been so hard programmed to not take care of yourself, to not listen to your inner voice, when you like say, yeah, I want this. No, you don't want this. I feel like this. No, you don't feel like this. So we become so disconnected from ourselves. Yeah. So when you ask many people, okay, but how do you feel? I don't know. What do you want? I don't know. Because you have completely lost that ability to connect with yourself. So it starts small. Because we're not used to it. And especially in this fast-paced world, when it's like doing and achieving, it's even more disconnected. So it takes a while back to come back to yourself.
So true. And there's also so many women that grew up as children that never learned how to, they didn't see an example of maybe their mom or another woman taking care of herself, always taking care of other people. And that's how maybe she learned to interact with the world. So it seems bizarre or foreign to her to care for herself because she's never seen it. It's like, I don't know how to do that. You know?
Yeah. And don't know how to, because also like, how do we take care of our needs? How do we start? Because also like when we hear about the feminine and like the general or popular opinions and how to take care. It's like, yeah, have beautiful clothes and spoil yourself, treat yourself. But is ugly cry is also, you know, healing. It's also like treat yourself, but nobody taught that. It's like, it's not always those beautiful. It's like scream and cry and take a long shower, just take a walk or go to the gym. Like all of those are so valid and so important.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I love this conversation. I could probably talk to you for like 3 more hours. But I know you have so much more to do. But if you could just share how any of us could get in touch with you or connect with you. And of course, if there's anything else you want to share too, please do so.
Yes. So on all my socials, it is surliga.art. So it is my last name, .art, on my Instagram, Facebook, and let me see, do I have something else? Yeah, TikTok. I was like, I know, okay. There are 3. What was the third one? Yeah, and I also have an Etsy shop if you want to buy my stuff, but it is together. So it is my last name, Surliga, and art. So there. Get together, but I do have a link on my Instagram profile and on Facebook and on TikTok that is a link with all my links, so you can just click and you will see everything is connected.
Awesome. And that link will be in the description of this podcast too, so you can find it. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Is there anything else you want to say?
No, I'm just very grateful to be a part of this episode, and I really love to talk to you about this. I think it's really important, and I really enjoyed it. So thank you so much that I could be your guest.
Thank you. I so appreciate you. Well, thank you so much, and have an amazing rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.